Welcome to Real Estate and You. I've got our mayor with us. I've got Dwayne with us, so he's going to tell us all what's going on. And there's a lot going on in our city, folk. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Scott. Good to see you, man.
I forgot to say welcome back to Real Estate and You, but you know what? You being around you is exciting, though.
It's just a pleasure to be here.
Well, I want to invite you to something.
Thank you.
Let me tell you what we're going to do. And you don't have to.
Okay.
But I promise you, if you bring your wife, she won't want to leave.
Okay.
Okay? Is this a deal?
It's
And it's free.
I like that even better.
I think this is the 27th year I've done a deal said Bunny in the Park. We have one of our agents that's the Easter Bunny. We pass out between 5,000 and 10,000 Easter eggs.
Okay.
Every kid has a plethora of Easter eggs. Hey, like that word?
I look it up. I love that. Myriad.
I don't know what that means now. I came from Sonora, too. So we got to do this. Okay, we got that. We've got face painting. But if you would you come out? It starts at 10 o'clock on the 19th. That's a week this coming Saturday. Okay? And what it is, the kids line up, and we do by age groups. We learn we got to do it by age groups because, you know, the big kids, because the little bitty kids won't get any eggs. And just blow the whistle for them to start the first Easter egg hunt.
I'd love to. Now, you can look at my girth, and you can see that I'm going to want an Easter egg.
We can handle that.
Okay, as long as I get an Easter egg.
And every kid, we don't get them for us big boys, but yeah. Every kid gets a T-shirt.
Has
a little bunny on the park.
I'd love to.
But it's one of those things that makes your heart feel good. But I'd say just stay for a little bit, but I'm going to bet you money, because I've met your wife on several occasions, and what a sweet lady she is. She'll stay. She'll see those kiddos, and she'll want to stay and look and watch them.
I'm there.
Okay, folks.
Put me down.
And you know what? Along with the mayor, I'm going to send an invitation to y'all. Come join us, and because we want to bring in the Easter and wish everybody a happy Easter.
Sounds fun, bud.
Let's talk about some work now.
Let's do it.
Okay, you've been a busy, busy man.
It has been an interesting year.
Okay, all kinds of rumors flying around. We're not going to do this. We're going to do this. Tell us what really is happening.
We have looked at this water situation from all angles. We started back in 2006 when we did a very exhaustive study in western Tom Green County, eastern Arion County. Maybe we could use this salt water. The state even got involved in this. We drilled wells, we pumped, we tested, we checked. There's not enough water out there to take care of us, and some of that water is so salty, it's worse than ocean water. And you get below that, you get some water you don't want on the surface. There's some bad stuff out there. So we decided in 2006, 2007, there was not enough to desalinate. So that's when we pulled the trigger on Hickory. And thankfully, Hickory is now working. We're working on our last wells. We're going to be able to deliver anywhere from 6 to 9 million gallons of water per day. We're not using it. We're still banking it. We use the minimum amount. But Hickory is online to take care of us when the lakes. We've been talking about wastewater renewal.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
You said banking it. I had the question asked to me after. This is probably a year ago when we did our show. And you used that term. I said, how are they banking it? What does it evaporate?
No, it's well water. But when we first contracted for this water, we contracted for X.
So we just don't pull it out of the ground. We bank it in the ground.
That's right.
Okay, folks, here's your answer.
We can pull 6 million gallons. We can pull 9 million gallons of water, but we're not pulling that. We're just banking it until we need it, so it'll last longer. We've been looking at wastewater renewal. It is the answer. That is 7 to 9 million gallons of water that is guaranteed that we can reuse. In our last council meeting, we were all set. We're doing a pilot program. We're doing all of our due diligence to make this work. But the question was asked, why don't you look at this a little deeper? Look at it in more depth. Look at other options. We've looked at the options. But because we want to do our due diligence, we said, fine, let's back this off 60 days. Let's let our water board meet. Let's let them discuss it. Let's look at any option that we may have missed. And after we have discounted all of these, if they're to be discounted, then let's go ahead and get our wastewater started. We have the Red Arroyo project. We're still waiting for some answers on that for cost. So, you know, there may be something there. Again, that is surface water. This wastewater is guaranteed water. That's 7 to 9 million gallons of water per day that we have, and we need water. You know, a lot of water in the state of Texas, but it's a long ways away, and it costs a lot of money to get it from where it is to get it to where it ain't. And we've got to do things that we can afford.
Well, and folks, the mayor is so right. We don't have a town.
We don't have a town.
That's how important it is.
And in May 14, we were within a couple of months of that. I remember it well.
First time in my career over 30 years, I had people say, I'm moving from San Angelo.
It was serious.
It was serious.
We can't do that again.
Bring it up. You brought up the Red Arroyo, and I've had over and over and over, and I believe I know the answer. I believe you've already told me, but I said they're building all these walkways for all these people just to walk, and I don't even have a good road in front of my house yet. Why is the city spending all that money?
Well, that was state money.
That's exactly what I thought. That was like 90-10 or something?
Yes, it was 90-10. The city had to match it. But this was a state beautification money that we applied for back in, I'm going to say, 2006.
So if we didn't get it, somebody else in the state was.
And if we hadn't have done it, and if we had not started it when we did, we would have lost it as well. But this was a 90-10 match that's been... That was state money that we're spending.
Well, as you know, I'm out and about all the time. I'm actually already seeing people over, especially on the off College Hills there, parking their cars, taking advantage of the facility.
It's a wonderful trail. Well, it's a beautiful trail.
And it's got to be a lot safer than around on around the lake there.
Yeah, or on Sherwood Way or Knickerbocker Road.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yes, sir. Because you know, just even that, you know, Gun Club Road and Mesquite, where it all changes.
That's not safe.
It's not safe.
It's not safe.
So
if we can get them into Red Arroyo, plus you can go from Knickerbocker to Sherwood Way. So
exactly. It's a good deal. It goes all the way from Knickerbocker Road
and
to Sherwood Way.
We're not through. This is where we're going to start now, is to move those trails on further down the river.
Wow. Wouldn't that be beautiful to have them along the river?
And we can do it. We've been buying property rights along the river. The city almost owns the river now. So, you know, if we could get it all the way from one end of town, from Knickerbocker all the way to Kirby Park, wouldn't that be wonderful?
And this is a loaded question. But I love San Antonio. I think San Antonio is a beautiful city. And the Riverwalk's beautiful. Do you think we ever have a chance of having to be able to develop that, the river there?
I want to develop the river. I do not want, and this is just me personally, I do not want to develop it like San Antonio. I want to develop it in its natural state so that people can walk, they can picnic, they can fish, they can do all of the things that they do and see the beauty of our river without having apartment buildings and restaurants ever step of the way. Yeah,
it's very commercialized.
It's very commercialized. And that's the only thing I have against San Antonio. It's so very commercialized, it's not even a natural river anymore. I want to develop our river so that it is natural from one end to the other, and that would be one of the greatest tourist draws in the entire state.
Like you said, we're in West Texas. We're in a people say, I said, folks, if you look at that, we are in a desert.
We are there.
And water is king.
But we got a river. Abilene got a railroad running through their city. We've got a river.
You know what? If you've been driving around town, we got a railroad through our city, too.
Oh, I know it.
But you know, it's good with the bad. You know, every time I sit, you know, I sit at that 25-minute wait, sometimes with a stranger getting long.
I've been there.
And I said, you know what? That's bringing money through our town.
Yes.
And that's the only way I can look at it. You know, or you can get mad and honk your horn. It doesn't do a bit of good.
Yeah.
But so we do have the rail here. We have the rivers.